All right, we're in Perek Gimel. We're up to Mishnah Yudalid. We're up to the part of the Perek where there's a very small amount of commentary. And we are learning tonight Lila Nishmas Rav Shalom Arab and Yecheskel, extraordinary man who I was lucky to meet. If he was a strict father, I don't know, but he was a warm Yid. A tremendous Talmud, that's for sure. Mishnah Yudalid. Hu Hayaimer, who's the one talking here, Rabbi Akiva? Oh, Perby, you're gonna like this. I mean, comments on it, but you like this. Hu Hayaimer, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, beloved is a human being who is created in the form. So, if he was just created in, quote, the form, whatever that means, he would be beloved. Chiba Yisera Neida Aslai, an extra amount of love was shown to Adam. Shenivra b'tzelem, shenemer ki b'tzelem aleikim osa es adam. So, there's a nivra b'tzelem, which is chavivus, and the tzelem aleikim, which is even a greater chavivus. So, in these are some explanation, but, the underlying theme of tzelem aleikim, that doesn't mean that we look like God, because we don't look like God. God doesn't look like. But we have an element of an ability to do good, which is unique to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to human beings, that we can do good. So we have Tzelem. The second part of the Mishnah says, Chibi Yisera Nedas, Chavim Yisrael, Shnik Rabbanim Lamakim. Beloved Akal Yisrael are called God's children, Chibi Yisera Nedas Lahem, Shnik Rabbanim Lamakim. It's with an extra amount of love, Shnemar Banim Atem Lashem Alekechem. Chavivin Yisrael Shnaslam Klichemda, beloved of Klai Yisrael who received the Torah. Torah is called Klichemda because the angels, the Malachim, were jealous of Klai Yisrael. They said, Tenu Haitcha L'Shamayim, leave Torah in heaven. Chivi Yisrael Shnaslam Shnaslam Klichemda Shabay Nivra Ha'ilam. And extra love is that they were given those, that Klichemda with which the world was created. So the Mishnah has really three parts to it. The Chaviv Adam Shnivra B'Tzelem, and the Chiv Yisera Shnik Rubanam Lamakayim. And the third part is Shnaslam Klichemda. And we'll see how these three follow one from the other in Rechai Volozhin's comments. However, I want to preface this by saying that there is a fascinating disagreement over whether Chaviv Adam Shnivra B'Tzelem Alakim refers to Goyim as well, or only to Yidin. The Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayis points out that part of the Mishnah says Chaviv Adam, and part of the Mishnah says Chaviv in Yisrael. So the first part applies to all human beings, created B'Tzelem Alakim. And the second part applies to Klal Yisrael who received the Torah and are called Banim Lamakim. The Maral, in his Pirish on Pirkei Avos, says no, it only applies to Klal Yisrael. That the Nivra B'Tzelem Alakim applies to Klal Yisrael specifically. And he goes into what I would have to call a mystical set of comments, which are difficult for us to understand. Because I would understand it applies to all human beings. It says that a goy shalom at Torah, Haru Kakayin Gadol. So they have a darga. Now, Chaim Vital from Shem Darizal has a middle ground. He says that all human beings were created B'Tzelem Alakim. But the Goyim, by rejecting the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach, the Gemara explains that they rejected the oil of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach, they lost that Tzelem, which is somehow a little more understandable. But the Maral is less understandable. He once had well-known Talmud Chacham, somebody who I respect, who spoke in Tor Vadas at the Simchas Beis HaShoev on the Sukkah. So he spoke about the Sukkah and about Jews and non-Jews, and he spoke about hating Goyim. I took very strong exception to it. What do you mean hating Goyim? That doesn't make any sense. You hate Son of Yisrael, that I understand. You hate Goyim, that hate Jews. And you could say that our experience is that many Goyim, or maybe even most Goyim, but to say straight across Goyim, it's not the hashkafa with which I was raised and I was taught. Apparently in the Chassidish world is more of a, you can call it what you want. You can call it a ghetto mentality to fear every guy. Or you can call it a aliyah, feeling of greatness to feel distant from every guy. I guess depends on your take. But either way, it plays well into the two, into those who argue here in the Mishnah. The Betzelem, Chavad Shadivra Betzelem, that it applies only to Yidden. I imagine in the Hashkafa of Chassidish Yeshiva, they would say it's only Yidden. And there's a mucker for that Shita. And the Hashkafa that most of us have had in Yeshiva, it applies to all human beings. And there's a mucker for that as well. So now there are three parts to the Mishnah. The Tzelem, the Bonim Lamakayim, and the Klichemda. Rechaim Volozhin has a fascinating pshat, which really comes to Yabar Benel. And listen to what he says. We had in the first Mishnah in this parak that to be marchik from Aveira, a person should be mistakel b'shloisha devar. What are the three? Me'ayim basa, you come from a tipas rucha. Lana tahaylech, where you're heading? You're heading to a wormy grave. And what are you going to do on that day when you're going to have to give an accounting? So there are three challenges that Akavya Ben Mahalel offers in the first Mishnah. Now listen to this amazing idea that Chaim Volozhin brings. Achar shebe Mishnah Aleph, gina esa adam sheba mitipas rucha. First Mishnah said three things about a human being that are meant to humble the person. It comes from mitipas rucha, kever, and adim v'cheshbon. So Rabbi Akiva is coming along in this Mishnah, and he's giving an antidote, an answer to all three. The first thing you're saying is a man comes from a tipas rucha. He comes from a drop of smelly substance. Oh, Makan, no, never but tzel malakim. You want to know where you come from? You come from tzel malakim. Kineged la'anat ha'ilech, where are you going? So first Mishnah says you're going to a wormy grave. He says, nikru banim lamakim. Shnemer banim. When a man dies, he's not going to a wormy grave. He's going back to his father. No reason to be depressed over that. And the third thing, it says, where are you heading to give a din v'cheshbon? The whole klichemda is to be safe from din. So this is amazing. What we're saying is, first Mishnah says, Akavya ben Mahalal. So he goes a Moshe Shmuz. He says, you come from a tipas rucha, you're heading to the grave, you have to give a din v'cheshbon. So Bikiva gets up, he says, no, come from Tzel Malakim. You're heading home to daddy. And, Banu Lamakim, and you're, and you have klichemda, don't worry so much about the din v'cheshbon.
He believes in God was
so. I knew you were going to say this. Okay, very good. The Medrash Shmuel is later than the Abar Benel. Rabbanel said it first. Ram al Shakar was Tzvas. So that was, I think, a generation after Rabbanel. But anyway, that's right. Kiva was the ultimate optimist, right? He saw Shaul on the.
Come on, there's the top of it. Everything across from the top.
That's right. This is great. This is an amazing Mishnah. When you compare it to that Mishnah, and it's like Herbie says, there was after Rabbi Salanta passed away, there was a division between his Talmidim. They opened two schools. The school of Slabatka, which taught Godless Adam. A person is wonderful and great. And the Navardic school, which taught Shiflas Adam. So it Mamish fits beautifully, you know, that there are two Ashkafis. It's interesting to collect these type of things where, you know, you're right and you're right. Because each one has its own way of encouraging people. Today, we're all godless Adam people. You tell somebody shiftless Adam, he runs away from you. No one wants to think about the grave. Who wants to know about the grave? So that's, I don't know if we're right or wrong, but that's the way we're running our yeshivas, is with the godless Adam idea. Because Lamaisa, if they're going to go out into the street, they're going to get it there, so that's a problem.
So Gary
he attaches himself. Gemara says that the difference between a Jew and a guy and a ger is that a Jew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, takes the first step. And then the Jew reciprocates. As we have Schus Avis, so Hashem gives us some Siyata Dishmaya and then we step towards him. A ger has to take the first step. Says, as the Gemara says. where it says in the Kiddushin, in the fourth parak, that a ger has to, it's more challenging. A ger always feels distant. That's the hardest thing about a ger. He can walk into the shul, no one can know he's a ger, and he still feels like an outsider. So it's very difficult. You know, where a person's born, where a person comes from, is a very, psychologically, it's a very powerful thing. It's very, very hard. It's very hard to be a ger. To be aching for gerus is one thing. And then when you finally get there, it's a very, very challenging thing. Baptism as a ger, that's the mitzvah mentioned the most times in the Torah, is the love for a ger. And here's a letter in the stipler. Somebody asked if he should marry a geirus. He said, it's great, every day can be mekayim the mitzvah of haftam a seger. But it's a challenge, it's hard. It's hard to be different. Even if to everyone you don't look different. It's hard to feel different. Very, very hard. Alright, the second comment on the Mishnah, klichem do lekar toim nasati lechem, al derech omram bin Nedarim. It says in the Dharma, Zvina Kharifa Osalimkar Lamudami Menwa no Nesha Mahaneu. Something that sells quickly.
Like a bargain.
Something that sells very quickly, you're not supposed to sell to a Mudar Hana. Because it's a penalty, it's a pleasure to him. Zashamaki Lekatai. Gambiliki Chasa Yeshana. Even though you have to pay for it, Tyra, you gotta work hard. But there's a pleasure. Koshkeng Shanasati Lam Bimatana keeps on saying, Dai Lahavin. Okay. Let's move on to Mishnah Tesvav. Hakol Tzafui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything. For Rishus the Sunnah. And permission is given. Now, what does that mean? Everything is seen and permission is given. So we understand it means that God knows everything. God knows ahead of time what's going to happen. And nevertheless, harishus nesuna, a person has free will. So the question is, how can a person have free will if God knows what's going to happen? So I don't know, I think this is a good mashal, not everyone loves it, but I think the mashal is, you watch a video of an old World Series game. So you see a player, he's standing there, you know he's going to hit a home run. Right? You know, because you read the papers already. But he's standing there, you look at him, he has free will. He can swing at the pitch or not swing at the pitch. And he really does have free will. I just know he's going to hit a home run. So it's all time. It's all a matter of earlier or later. So for God, there's no earlier and later. There's no time issue. It's just, there's no time issue. The whole Bechira business, the Bechira idea is not a contradiction. Which is what the Rambam probably needs to say. Yeah. So HaKel Tzafi, all is seen, Varashus the Sunnah. And even though it doesn't look like it, the world is judged properly. It all depends on how much you do. The Rambam famously says, is it better to give a dollar to one ani or a penny to 100 aniyim? The Rambam says, better to give a penny to 100 aniyim, because the more acts you do of mitzvah, the more tzvusim you have. Not about a penny, it's got to be an act of tzedakah. I'm sure a penny is a big act of tzedakah, but that's the idea. He comments on Batim. HaKol Tzafi Rasulayim B'Shasa Oven HaKadosh Baruch Hu Re'eyu. God sees him. Mekomokim Rishus Nasuna. See, he translates different. He says that even though God is watching, you would think, if you know God is watching, how can you do the wrong thing? Rishus Nasuna. U'betai V'aylam Nodim Ratzalayim Avshatir L'Pamim Derech Rishon Tzolcha. Even though you'll see occasionally that Rishon Amatzliach Teda Ki B'Toy V'Olam Nidain Ki Hu Loi La'Oinish V'Din U'Mishal L'Sayin Av Alpan Av La'Avidai U'B'Toy V'Sha'asa Yichya V'Olam Hazeh V'Loi Yarech Yamin V'Olam Shekul Ayarech. And in the good he does that the Rasha does, his schar is V'Olam Hazeh V'Loi Yarech Yamin V'Olam Shekul Ayarech V'Myoymer Mazeh Asa Lekim Loi Shalayira Ar V'Olam Habah. And he was going to say, what did Hashem do to him that he's not going to Olam Haba? He had mitzvahs too. Everything goes according to Rav. If you're Rav Averis, then a person's a Rosh. What's the line? Al derech vayim chazal li'ilan shaymi b'makim tarav and nayfidaykin l'makim tumah. You have a tree in a pure place. Its branches are over tumah. Niktas Naifai Vekulayim Ibmakim Tahara. In other words, a human being who's basically tar, and he has some of his branches stretched out to a makim tuma. So when a Kaddish Baruch Hu cleanses him, he's left tar, like cutting off the branches. So that everything goes according to Rav. Scary thought. Okay. Tezayin. Hu haya imer. This is still Rabbi Kiva talking. This is all Rabbi Kiva's memories. Hakel nasan be'era vain. Everything is given to you on credit. Umitsuda prusa kalachayim. That's a very haunting language. The trap is spread for all living people. Chadnas psucha, the store is open. Achenvani makif. And he's ready to give you credit. Hapinkas psuach, and the credit book is open. You go into the store and make your purchases. And whatever you take on credit is written down. You want to borrow? You can borrow. But you should know. In this world, we get a lot on credit. We get a gift on credit. And the gods Gaboyim are constantly looking for their payback. It's not like a loan that you can run away. There's a time to be paid back. And they have on what to rely, so to speak, to collect. And the din is proper, and all is prepared for the meal. So that the meal, of course, being the reward. So this is a rather elaborate marshal for the nisyonos of this world. There's very little commentary. Kol ha'aretz aluvos yesh aveira asher mibaladei mamon yefshal asaisa as minim liyadei ma'is. He says it even goes on money. Some aveiras you need money. God gives you the money, and what you do with it, what you like. Midaiti shleim midaiti adam chach ven yavim v'yistakel fi einish amigiel ais aveira shavar achaksil. A fool will not understand. Everything will straighten out. If you do things properly, even though it looks like a mess, everything will be straightened out.